This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now that voters in Washington and Colorado have approved, state officials are writing up regulations to license recreational pot producers and retailers, also to tax pot sales, which are still illegal under federal law. As much as this is an experiment in allowing adults to legally use a drug classed as a hallucinogen, it's also an experiment for entrepreneurs. From Olympia, Washington, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Randy Simmons' coworkers at the Washington Liquor Control Board made him a nameplate when he got his new job regulating recreational marijuana. It says Ganja Guru. Bringing illicit drug sellers in from the cold, kind of a weird job.
So if we can take those people who have been successful running these small mom-and-pop businesses, they pay taxes for one thing, now they know they're not going to get arrested. Get them into a regulated market where they feel more like real business people.
Let's meet some of them.
My name is Jeff Wright. I'm the chief executive officer and owner of The Yeoman Farmer.
Wright's an unemployed social worker who recently got into the medical marijuana business. Now he wants a license to grow for profit. He's trying to raise the funds.
I'm figuring right now it's going to be close to $50,000 to be competitive. There's a lot of startup costs. It's going to be a matter of getting a building.
And there are problems.
Nobody will touch you as far as credit. I tried.
Banks worry they'll be in trouble with the feds for taking drug money. Next stop on the supply chain, the pot processor.
It's got a graham cracker-based cookie, and the butter is infused with marijuana.
Eric Zollman is describing the medical marijuana s'mores that he produces. There's gluten-free for the nutritional market.
I wouldn't mind getting into the legal side of it. This is kind of a side job for me. My other job, I'm a hardware and software tester.
The biggest business here might be for retailers. Forrest Escobedo runs a nonprofit medical marijuana store called Serious Medicine.
I guess it would open a larger market for us if we could sell recreationally, because we have people asking to buy recreational pot all the time.
Escobedo's worried profit margins might be too low. Around 40% of the price will go to the state, and he'll have to sell cheaper, lower-grade pot. He's got one thing going for him. The store's adjacent to a bar, tattoo parlor, and vintage record store. Location, location, location. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.